Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News 92.3 FM.
Yesterday, an Arizona court decided one piece of a lawsuit that the Arizona GOP has brought against 15 counties here in Arizona about voting irregularities, what should be done, what could be done. Well, once again, there was another hearing today. Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert, joins us as she's just getting out of that hearing. What happened today, Monica?
Well, today was supposed to be a hearing on a temporary restraining order and a preliminary injunction. But right when the hearing started, the plaintiff's representative stood up and he said that the parties had reached a settlement. And they proceeded to go through all the, you know, housekeeping details. And then essentially they read the terms of a settlement into the record, which means they didn't have time to write it down on paper and have everybody sign it. They decided to just tell the judge what it is. And essentially the terms are that every county recorder will continue to count all the early ballots in the same way that they were counting them before the election and using the same methods to verify or cure the early ballots that they were using before. So in other words, everybody just keep doing what you were doing before.
So, for just keep doing. But Monica, we've heard two reports that some counties destroy or maybe don't count ballots. Is that going to be looked into, or how do you address that? You can't just say do what you keep doing if somebody says I don't know if my ballot's been counted.
Well, I think that's why the whole lawsuit started, is there was concern about the inconsistency between the counties as to how they were counting the ballots, how they were actually verifying, not that they were counting, but verifying the signatures on those ballots, and whether any of them were being thrown away after 7 o'clock p.m. Election night. So there was a discussion between the four Republican Party plaintiffs and each one of the counties, and it was determined that they're going to go ahead and count all the early ballots that they received and continue to verify them, whether it's calling the people to verify or reaching out to them on social media, reaching out to them via email, or perhaps even personally visiting them. And they have until 5 p.m. on November 14th to do that.
Okay. Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos, legal expert, is joining us. What a mess this
I'm even more confused now than ever.
Here's the thing, Mon. Well, I know. Apparently, the lawsuit was all about there are 13 counties in Arizona that handle these mail-in ballots one way, and then you've got two other Maricopa County and Pima counties. Well, they allow the curing of ballots, which, by the way, is basically fixing them. If the ballot, if the voter's signature doesn't match, they can check that out. So what you're telling me is that Maricopa County, Pima County, and the other 13 counties are all going to do what they've always done.
Yep.
So it's like this lawsuit never took place.
What's the end game?
But
of
it changed
this?
Nothing, right?
Well, I think what it did do was make clear to all the county recorders that every single early ballot that you received, you can't trash, you can't get rid of. You have to count them. No matter what, you have to count them. And the verification process, what happens is when they get an early ballot that's in an envelope, they first check the signature with the voter registration. If the signature is matched, then it's all good. If there's any kind of question, then they have to try to verify or cure that ballot. And that's where the inconsistencies come in. So you could look at it as in, well, it didn't really change anything. But what it may have done was stop counties from not counting all the ballots that they received. And it also is giving everybody additional time until 5 p.m. on November 14th, which is next Wednesday, to get all of this done. And whatever they can't get done by then, allegedly that's not supposed to be counted, but that should give them enough time. Now, it was interesting because it doesn't change the overall inconsistency or the vagueness of Arizona law and how each one of the counties are supposed to act. There's not a uniform way for them to act when curing and verifying these signatures. And the plaintiff said, well, look, all the issues for this lawsuit have been resolved because this lawsuit was only about this election. Mm. If anybody else wants to raise a fuss about elections going forward, then they have to do it on their own. And what was hilarious, guys, is one of the plaintiffs stood up and they said, well, this case is clearly in view of all the legislators out there. They know that this is important, so surely they're going to get together and fix Arizona law.
Seriously?
Yes.
They're not going to really do a happen. Damn thing. They're not going to do anything. They're never going to get anything done.
Well, I guess that's my next
question. That's hilarious.
That is my next question, though, Monica. How do you, or do you, get everybody on the same? Look, we know that there are rural counties that it's harder in rural counties than it is, or different than heavily populated like Maricopa County. Can you get every county on the same page and get everybody to do the same thing, or is that a logistical and legal nightmare?
I don't think it's a nightmare. I think if the legislators come together and they agree on a very simple, plain, unambiguous procedure, such as every ballot that they receive by 7 p.m. on election night must be counted. Those whose signatures don't match, they have to be cured by, you know, maybe a phone call, email, social media, personal visit, whatever it may be. But I think that you can lay that out. And I think that's something that the Secretary of State is also involved in and has tried to fix in the past, but they need help with the legislators doing so as well.
Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert. Thanks, Monica.
Bye, guys.